Comes so that the people from all other generations, nation can understand.
15 places of people came and they listened clearly of the
gospel. Speak
in other
tongues. The
word tongue in Greek, glossa, was used 50 times in the New Testament.
在这个新约里面，这个 glossa 这个方言呢，是用了50次。
Not even one time is used for the meaningless sounds from our mouth.
那么从来没有一次讲到我们口里面所不说那么有意义的这个声音。
Every time glossa is used in the Bible, indicates the language.
每一次当这个 glossa 在圣经里面被用的时候，指到这个语言。
This is first time.
这是第一次。
Holy Spirit comes down.
When Holy Spirit 圣灵来的时候，
120 people receive Holy Spirit.
120人就领受了圣灵。
At that same day,
那同一天,
they preach the gospel.
他们传讲福音,
another 3,000 people received Holy Spirit.
3,000的这个人就同时领受了圣灵。
The 3,000 people didn't speak in tongues.
那3,000人并没有讲方言。
They received Holy Spirit.
但是他们领受了圣灵。
第二个地方,
and the second place,
使徒行传5:32.
In the book of Acts, chapter 5:32,
上帝赐给顺从之人的灵。
The Spirit God has given to those who are obedient,
也一同做见证,
and witness together.
上帝的灵是赐给顺从的人的圣灵。
So the Spirit of God is given to those who are obedient to Him.
悔改的人,
the one who repent,
领受圣灵。
The one who receive the Holy Spirit,
顺从的人,
the one who are obedient,
领受圣灵,
will receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵赐给谁?
And to whom is the Holy Spirit given?
圣灵赐给悔改的人,
or to repent,
是个顺从基督死复活见证的人,
those who are obedient to the testimony that Christ died and resurrected.
第三个地方,
the third place,
加拉太书3:14,
Galatians 3:14,
圣灵赐给信耶稣基督是上帝儿子,
and it's given to those who believe Christ Jesus as the Son of God.
以弗所书1:13-14,
Ephesians 1:13-14,
我们因信就领受了圣灵为印记, 直到我们得赎的日子,
because we believe we receive the Holy Spirit as an endowment until the day when we are redeemed.
现在我已经给你5卷的圣经了,
I've given you 5 places of the Bible.
使徒行传2:39,
Acts chapter 2:39,
使徒行传5:32,
5:32,
还有我们看见另外还有三节的圣经,
and 3 more places,
加拉太3:14,
Galatians chapter 3:14,
以弗所书1:13,
Ephesians chapter 1:13,
以弗所书1:14,
and verse 1:14.
所以你说我有没有圣灵啊?
Do I have the Holy Spirit?
有没有啊?
Do I?
我问你有没有悔改?
I'm asking you to repent.
有没有?
Can you repent?
你有没有顺服圣灵?
Are you obedient to
God? 你有没有顺从上帝?
Are you obedient to God?
你有没有信耶稣是上帝的儿子?
Do you believe Christ Jesus is the Son of God? 你接受他做你的救主? You receive him as a Savior.
你是有啊?
You say, yeah, how?
你不必害怕?
You don't be afraid now.
你已经领受圣灵。
You already receive the Holy
Spirit. 为什么呢?
Why?
Because 上帝是不说谎的上帝。
Because God doesn't lie.
上帝是向人应许的上帝。
God is the one who promises.
你说没有啊, 我没有圣灵的。
You say, I don't have the Holy Spirit.
我不会这样。
Because I cannot shake.
我不会讲谎言。
I cannot shake. I cannot
shake. 谁告诉你? 没有讲方言的人没有圣灵。
Who tell you that without speaking tongue you are not receiving the Holy Spirit?
谁告诉你?
Who tell you so?
讲这样话的人有灾祸了。
Woe to those who speak in this manner.
因为他不照着圣经欺骗圣徒。
Because they do not do according to the Bible, they deceive the saints.
使你混乱,
so they are confused.
所以我告诉你,
so I tell you,
保罗说, 岂都是说谎言的吗?
Paul said, is everybody speaking in tongues?
什么意思呢?
What's the meaning?
不是所有的人说谎,
is not everybody speaking in tongues?
现在的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
现在不但不是所有的人不都说谎言,
nor only not everybody speaking in tongues.
人已经制造一个假的教义, 反复说谎言的人都没有圣灵。
Man has made a false doctrine, if you don't speak in tongues, you do not receive the Holy Spirit.
为什么他们敢这样说呢?
Why should they dare to say such?
因为灵恩派的人把说谎言分成两种。
Because the charismatic divide speaking tongue into 2 categories.
第一种,
the first kind,
是圣灵恩赐的方言。
That is the tongue is given as a gift by the Holy Spirit.
The tongue speaking is one among the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵所赐的恩赐的其中一种。
Another kind of interpretation.
And the second interpretation,
speaking in tongue is the only proof of the manifestation of Holy Spirit when a man is baptized by the Spirit.
就是当一个人被圣灵洗的这个时候呢，就能够讲方言是唯一的见证。
所以你既然没有方言，就没有证明你受圣灵的洗。
So which means if you don't speak in tongues, which means there's no Holy Spirit in you.
这个结论不是圣经而来的。
This conclusion doesn't come from Bible.
就是他们观察几处的圣经，他们做了一个勉强的结论。
But rather observing a few passages of the Bible, they make their own conclusion.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当初圣灵降临的时候。
Because they say when the Holy Spirit is given,
领受的人就讲方言了。
The one who receives speaking tongues.
所以这种方言不是恩赐之一。
So this kind of speaking tongue is not one of the gifts.
圣灵的彰显
is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
这个是受圣灵洗的记号
and also a sign of one to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
他们把它绝对化
they absolutize it.
所以今天我特别要告诉你圣灵的洗到底是什么
So especially I want to tell you what it means. What do you mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
请大家再注意一种原则
and also place emphasis on principle.
圣灵是圣洁
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness.
大家说，
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
洗就是要洁净的意思。
To be baptized, which means you have to be cleansed.
大家说，洗就是要洁净的意思。接受圣灵的洗，就是圣洁的灵。使人成为圣徒的意思。
So to be baptized by the Holy Spirit means that you receive the Holy Spirit so that He can cleanse us to be saints.
Spirit cleanses us to be holy. 大家说 ，Spirit cleanses us to be holy. 好，现在问你
，I'm going to ask you now.
耶稣基督讲圣灵的事。
Christ Jesus talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他怎么讲
？What did He say?
圣灵的事。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
到底圣经怎么讲
？How does the Bible say?
全本圣经这个词一共只有出现七次。
For the whole Bible, this term baptism of the Holy Spirit only appears seven times.
你不要乱。
Don't be confused.
这七次四次记载在四本福音。
And for this seven times, four times recorded in the Gospels.
第五次记载在《使徒行传》第一章。
The fifth time is recorded in the first chapter of Acts.
第六次记载在《使徒行传》第十一章。
And the sixth time is recorded in Acts of 11.
但是这六次都没有解释。
And all these six times, they never interpret.
所以虽然我们知道受圣灵的洗，受圣灵的洗，但我不知道到底是什么意思。
So even though we have this term baptism by the Holy Spirit, we do not understand what's the meaning.
第七次的时候
，the seventh time
是记载在《哥林多前书》十二章。
And the seventh time is recorded in First Corinthians 12.
那里就给我们解释了。
And here you interpret for us.
现在我把这七次的数目写下来。你们可以抄下来。
So I want to give you these verses.
只有七次
，only seven times.
第一次
，the first，
马太福音三章十一节
，Matthew chapter 3 verse 11。
第二次
，the second，
马可福音第一章第八节
，Mark chapter 1 verse 8。
第三次
，the third，
路加福音三章十六节
，Luke chapter 3 verse 16。
第四次
，the fourth，
约翰福音第一章三十一到三十三节
，John chapter 1 verse 31 to 33。
我要你读三节，你就明白里面意义。
I want you to read three verses so you can understand the meaning of it.
第五次
，the fifth time，
第五次，使徒行传一章第五节
，and Acts chapter 1 verse 5。
第六次
，the sixth，
使徒行传十一章第十六节
，Acts chapter 11 verse 16。
最后一次
，the last time，
哥林多前书十二章第十三节
，and First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13。
好，我再重复一次
，I'll repeat。
那么你好好的查考有没有写错了。
So you check whether I've said wrongly.
第一次
，the first time，
马太福音三章十一节
，Matthew 3:11，
已经写了，可以跟我念。第二次，马可福音第一章第八节。第三次，路加福音三章十六节。第四次，约翰福音第一章三十一到三十三节。第五次，使徒行传第一章第五节。第六次，使徒行传十一章第十六节。第七次，哥林多前书十二章第十三节。请你注意，马太福音
Matthew，
马可福音
Mark，
路加福音
Luke，
约翰福音
John，
讲什么呢？
What did he say？
讲一件事情。
One thing。
施洗约翰说
，John the Baptist said，
我是用水给你们施洗。
I baptize you with water。
以后那个要来
，the one who is to come。
我就是给他解鞋带，我也不配。
Even though untie shoelaces, I'm not worthy.
他要用圣灵给你们赐福。
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵降在谁的身上
？So whoever Holy Spirit descends,
谁就是用圣灵赐福的。
He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
好，大家看这里。马太福音
Matthew,
马可福音
Mark,
路加福音
Luke,
约翰福音
John,
这四次记载
These four records,
记载一个人
recording one person,
讲一句话
say one statement,
谁啊 who? 约翰约翰说什么
what did he say?
约翰说耶稣要用圣灵给你们施洗
that Jesus Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
He who comes after me, Jesus Christ, he will baptize you with the Spirit.
那以后来的就是耶稣基督，他要用圣灵给你施洗，
所以四次哈
，four times。
这四次谁哪一个人讲的
？Who said it？
几个人讲的
？How many people said？
这个人讲几次
？How many times said？
啊？我再问了，四本福音
，four gospels，
记载四次
，regarding four times，
谁讲的
？Who said？
约翰，几个人
？John Baptist， how many person？
是约翰讲四次，或者约翰讲一次？
John say once or say four times.
然后呢，四个福音接在下来。
And then regarding the four different gospels.
很重要的。
Very important.
一件事四个福音都写下来，一定很重要。
Because one event but four books are recorded is very important.
约翰说什么
？What did John say?
你们要受圣灵的洗。
You must be baptized by the Spirit.
是吗
？No.
是不是
？Is that so?
是。
Is that so?
不是。
No.
你们这样容易乱，哪里会信心坚固？
So, yeah,
我在问
你 ，
约翰说，圣灵要来洗你们，是不是
？Did John say that the Holy Spirit come and baptize you？
是不是？不是
，No，
是
，Yes。
约翰说，我现在给你施洗
，And John the Baptist said, I want to baptize you now。
以后圣灵来了，他要给你施洗
，Then the Holy Spirit comes, he'll baptize you，
是不是
？Is that so？
不是
，No，
请你注意啊
，Pay attention。
约翰不说圣灵来洗你们。
John didn't say that the Holy Spirit will come to baptize you.
约翰说耶稣要来。
He said Jesus will come.
我要看用水洗你们。
I John the Baptist baptize you with water.
耶稣要来。
Jesus will come.
他用圣灵洗你们。
He'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
你明白吗？你明白吗
？You understand now?
所以我问你
，And as
是圣灵洗我们，或者耶稣洗我们
？Is Holy Spirit that baptize us, or Christ Jesus that baptize us?
啊、你今天晚上要弄清楚啊
！You must be clear tonight.
Jesus is a baptizer.
耶稣是那个施洗者。
John was a baptizer.
那么施洗约翰也是一个施洗者。
John the Baptist.
那么施洗约翰呢
？He baptized people with water.
他是用水来给人施洗。
Jesus Christ.
他是耶稣基督。
He baptized people with Holy Spirit.
他是用圣灵给人施洗。
所以耶稣是施洗者。
So Christ Jesus is the baptizer.
我再说，耶稣是施洗者。
He's the one who baptizes.
他用圣灵来洗净门徒。
He baptized his disciples with Holy Spirit to cleanse them.
所以不是。受圣灵来洗我们
，so that to receive the Holy Spirit to baptize us，
是受耶稣基督借着圣灵来洁净他的教会。
But rather Christ Jesus using the Holy Spirit to cleanse His church，
这个事实很清楚的。
So these four times is clear。
第五次的时候
，the fifth time，
是耶稣讲的。
Jesus said，
不多久了
，yeah， after a few days，
你们要受圣灵的洗。
You'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit。
You will baptize by Spirit。
By the Spirit。
But original meaning， I will baptize you。With the Spirit, so you will be baptized by the means of Spirit to cleanse you.
你们是借着圣灵来洗，以致你们被这个洁净。
那耶稣讲那一句话的意思什么意思
？What's the meaning when Jesus said that?
Jesus confirmed what had been promised by John the Baptist.
耶稣再一次的确定呢，这个施洗约翰所讲的那个应许。
约翰在众先知里面是。最伟大的一个
John the Baptist among all the prophets he's the greatest
in 妇人生出来兴起来的没有大过施洗约翰
Because he was given birth by women no one's greater than John the Baptist
这句话不是我讲的
I didn't say that
是耶稣讲的
Jesus said
为什么呢
Why
因为众先知预言耶稣基督约翰亲自见到耶稣
Because all prophets they prophesied about Jesus Christ by John the Baptist witnessed with his own eyes
众先知预言耶稣基督也有先知预言约翰，
and also all the prophets prophesied about Jesus, and some prophesied about John the Baptist.
众先知是受圣灵的感动所预言。约翰从母亲的怀里面就被圣灵感动，一生一世。
And all the prophets have been passed by the Holy Spirit, and they prophesied by John the Baptist in the womb of the mother. He was baptized. He was moved by the Holy Spirit, and for the whole life he was a prophet.
众先知是基督的仆人。
And all prophets are the servant of Christ Jesus.
约翰是新郎的朋友。
And by the John the Baptist is actually the friend of the groom.
众先知讲基督要来，却没有办法看见他。
And all the prophets prophesied of Jesus coming, but did not see with their own eyes.
约翰不但为耶稣基督所预言，他亲自成了耶稣基督的开路先锋。
And John the Baptist not only prophesied about Jesus, he was a pioneering one for Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，先知所预言到约翰为止。
And that's why Jesus Christ said all the prophecies ceases until the time of John the Baptist.
保罗在哥林多前书说，你们要做先知讲道是不一样。
And this different than what Paul in 1 Corinthians said that you must desire prophecies.
因为保罗说这个 prophetia 这个字就是做讲道者的意思。
Because prophetia that means to preach the gospel.
但耶稣说，先知所预言到约翰为止，只是就要领受启示。预言到上帝的救主弥赛亚来到的这些的预备到约翰以后没有了。
Which is when it comes to John, John the Baptist, all the prophecy of Jesus Christ was ceased at the time of John the Baptist.
今天你们很严肃的思想这个事情。
So very serious, you want to think about this tonight.
约翰与众先知一个很大的不同。
A very great difference of John the Baptist and the prophet.
他们知道有一位救主要来。
They know there's a Messiah going to come.
但是使徒约翰直接指出就是这个。
And John the Baptist said, He is the one.
看哪，上帝的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
Who cleanses the sin of mankind.
先知们如同看见影子一样。
And prophet see as in a shadow.
耶稣基督来的时候，约翰就具体的指出，这就是上帝。
But when Christ Jesus came, John the Baptist very concretely said, Behold the Lamb of God.
先知们预备耶稣基督。
The prophet prepared the way of Jesus.
只有用言语预备。
Only you prepare with the word.
约翰预备。耶稣的到来
，and also John the Baptist prepared the coming of Christ Jesus，
为他道路的预备
，and prepared the way for him。
所以先知在旷野呼喊
，and the prophet cry out in the
wilderness。旷野有声音呼喊说
，and in the wilderness they cry out。
以赛亚四十三所讲的那一位就是使徒约翰
，the one is spoken about in John， in Isaiah chapter 40 is pointing to John the Baptist。
不但如此
，not only so。
先知们讲到耶稣要用宝血洗净人
，and as the prophet said that Christ Jesus was cleansed with blood，
但约翰看得更清楚
，and but John the Baptist see more clearly，
他说耶稣要用圣灵洁净
，that he will cleanse us with the Holy Spirit，
他是上帝的羔羊
，he's the Lamb of God，
羔羊要流血
，and he will shed his blood，
要用血洗净人的罪
，using the blood to cleanse our sins，
耶稣是用圣灵来给你们施洗的呢
，I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit，
感谢上帝
，praise the Lord，
约翰的基督论、圣灵论都是超越许多的先知。
The Christology and the pneumatology of John the Baptist surpass all the prophets.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那约翰这样讲是没有人讲过的。
And John the Baptist say so, but no one preceded him said that.
后来的要用圣灵给你们施洗。
And then he who is going to come will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他们听了也听不懂。
They cannot understand that.
我用水给你洗。
I baptize you with water.
他用圣灵给你洗。
He baptizes you with the Holy Spirit.
啊、哦，听懂了。
Oh, I understand. I understand.
这个什么意思
？What's the meaning?
因为旧约圣经没有这样讲过。
Because the Old Testament never explained it.
约翰是第一个这样讲。
John the Baptist was the first.
讲不久他被杀头。
And after that he was beheaded.
他死了
，He died。
那么他讲的话是真的吗
？Is it true that what he said？
他的讲话是什么意思
？What's the meaning of what he said？
我告诉你，我们应当在圣经里面很清楚明白这个重要性。
For the Bible clearly we must understand the importance of this teaching。
今天许多灵恩派的人没有这样解经。
Today a lot of charismatics don't interpret the Bible in such manner。
我要你注意
，I want to pay attention。
John the Baptist，
施洗约翰
，symbolically baptized people with water。
他乃是这个预表，用水来给我们施洗。
But water never cleanses us.
但是水不能够洗净我们。
水不过是预表。
This is only about symbolizes the water. Only symbolizes.
Who truly can cleanse us?
那真正能够洁净我们的
，is God.
是神。
Jesus is God.
是耶稣是神。
And Jesus, by using His blood as a means to cleanse us.
耶稣用他的宝血能够洗净我们。
And
还有。
Jesus offered himself with the eternal spirit.
耶稣基督把自己以前的圣灵管到自己献上，
所以请你注意，
是圣灵 is the Holy Spirit
成为基督献祭的献祭人。
Becomes the one that causes Jesus Christ the one who makes sacrifices.
基督把自己献上
，Christ Jesus offer himself.
借着圣灵。永远的灵把自己献上
，through the eternal spirit he offered himself，
是圣灵
，Holy Spirit
成为洁净人的上帝
，become God who cleanses man。
那基督借着圣灵来洁净人
，and Christ Jesus with the Holy Spirit cleanses us。
圣灵是真理的灵
，and Holy Spirit is spirit of truth。
圣灵是基督的灵
，and also spirit of Christ。
所以圣灵借着真理与基督的宝血接近人
，and Holy Spirit through the blood and through the truth cleanses us。
这里面的关系是非常奥妙的
，so it's very profound in the meaning of this。
耶稣借着圣灵献上圣洁的祭
，Jesus through the Spirit offers himself as holy sacrifice。
耶稣在身体里面流出了圣者的血
，in his flesh he shed the blood of the righteous one。
圣灵把基督死而复活的真理。作为一个见证，使人可以领受救赎。
Then the Holy Spirit with this truth that Christ Jesus died and resurrected, to believe so that we can be saved.
圣灵
，the Holy Spirit
是真理的灵
，is the Spirit of truth.
因为他启示的真理
，because he revealed the truth to us.
圣灵
，Holy Spirit
是基督的灵
，the Spirit of Christ.
他感应玛利亚，把道带到肉身的世界来。
So he made Mary conceive, so he bring the word from heaven to us.
是启示圣经。是圣灵的工作。
So to give the Bible is the work of Holy Spirit.
感应道成肉身是圣灵的工作。
The one who causes incarnation is the work of Holy Spirit.
将肉身为了流血我们的罪才得赦免。
So the infancy can shed the blood so that our sins are forgiven.
真理使我们认识神的道成为圣洁。
Causes us to know the word of God so that we are being purified.
将全本圣经里面
So the whole Bible,
使人圣洁的只有三样。
He who can cleanse us to be holy only three.
你要注意听，没有第四样。
There's no fourth thing.
只有三样。
Only three.
圣灵使人圣洁。
And Holy Spirit purifies us.
宝血使人圣洁。
And the blood cleanses us.
上帝的道使人圣洁。
The Word of God cleanses us.
真理的洁净力量。
And also the cleansing power of
宝血的洁净力量。
The cleansing power of blood.
圣灵的洁净力量。
The cleansing power of Holy Spirit.
这就是上帝借着基督。来接近我们三大的这个方法
That's God through his son Christ Jesus using these three means to cleanse us
Three means to cleanse us
三个能够接近我们的
In blood
就是宝血
In truth
就是在真理里面
In spirit
在圣灵里面
我再说
I say
圣灵
The Holy Spirit
是圣洁的灵
It's the spirit of holiness.
今天如果一些专讲圣灵的教会，他们的领袖常常过不圣洁的生活，你就知道问题发生出来。
If the church was so much about the Holy Spirit, but the leaders are not holy, then you know what's the problem.
如果一个人尊重、追求恩赐，过于追求神自己，这个人。
If the one were to honor and seek most about the gift, but rather not to honor most about God, then there's a problem with him.
请注意下面几句话。
Pay attention to this.
圣灵的恩赐可以冒充。
The gift of the Holy Spirit can be falsified.
因为只要是人的灵或者撒旦的灵，他愿意冒充的时候，可能有圣灵恩赐的现象。
Because even man's spirit, the evil spirit, they can falsify and produce the phenomena of the gift.
但是
But
神的本性圣洁是不能冒充。
The essence of God, that's holiness, cannot be falsified.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of holiness.
耶稣基督
And that's why Jesus Christ
用圣灵给你们施洗。
He used this Holy Spirit to baptize us.
圣灵不是施洗者。
And the Holy Spirit is not the baptizer.
耶稣基督是施洗者。
But Christ Jesus is.
所以四使徒约翰到底要讲什么呢？
What does John the Baptist want to say?
他说你们要知道我算不得什么。
You know that I'm not worthy.
我不过是用水给你们洗。
I'm only baptizing with water.
那你洗什么呢？
What to baptize?
洗水怎么会洗净你的灵魂呢？
How can this water cleanse your soul?
水怎么能使你变成圣徒呢？
How can the water make a saint?
我不过是用水给你洗。
I'm only using water to cleanse you.
那一位在我以后来的。
But the one who come after me.
他要用圣灵。灵与火给你们洗，
我 baptize you with the fire，
那你们就真正接近了
，and you are truly cleansed，
你们就变成圣徒了
，and become saved，
你们就变成基督的身体
，and become the body of Christ，
基督变成你们的心腹了
，and Christ Jesus become your bride，
你们的新郎了
，and also your groom，
你们变成基督圣洁的心腹了
，and become the bride of the Son。
我不算什么
，I'm not worthy，
我不过是新郎的朋友
，I'm only the friend of a groom。
所以呢，他们就明白了
，so they understand now。
他们等候的不是有。
Who that awaits is not John the Baptist.
我们是等的就是你嘛。
Are we waiting for you?
你的能力这么大。
Your power is so great.
你的听众这么多。
Your audience is so big.
你吸引了这么大的群众。
And also you attract such a masses.
请你注意。
Pay attention.
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
从母腹被圣灵充满。
And he was born from the womb of a mother.
从来没有行过一次神迹。
He has never performed any miracle at all.
没有讲过一次方言。
Not even talk once in tongue.
没有医治过一次病。
Not even heal a sick people.
施洗约翰没有赶过一次鬼。
John the Baptist has cast even once an evil spirit.
这些都是你们从前不大注意的事情。
You never pay attention to this in the past.
施洗约翰没有行过一件神迹。
He has never done any miracle.
施洗约翰没有赶过一次鬼。
He has never cast any demon.
没有医治过一次疾病。
Never healed any sick person.
没有讲过方言。
Never speak in tongues.
上帝的灵在他身上。
But God's spirit is upon him.
他是从母腹被圣灵充满。
From the womb he was filled with Holy Spirit.
所以这个人和所有先知不一样。
That's why this prophet is different from other prophets.
不但如此。
Not only so.
圣经在他没有出生的时候。
Even before he was born.
预言他要以圣洁公义一生一世侍奉耶和华。
It was prophesied that he would serve Jehovah the Lord with righteousness and holiness.
以圣洁侍奉上帝。
And so he served the Lord with holiness.
公义侍奉上帝。
With righteousness.
当他看见西律王犯罪的时候。
When he see that king had a sin.
他不管这个人是王不是王。
He doesn't care whether he's emperor.
他以公义圣洁侍奉上帝去责备王。
In righteousness and holiness, he rebuked the emperor.
最后被放进监牢。
And later he was imprisoned.
最后被杀头。
And he was beheaded.
他是这样侍奉上帝的。
He is the one who served God in such a manner.
但他知道不是他。
But he knows that he's not he.
我们等候的就是你吗？
Are we waiting for you?
不是我。
No, not me.
我老老实实告诉你，不是我。
Truly, I tell you, not me.
我不过是用水给你们施洗。
I'm only baptizing with water.
那以后来的才是。
The one who come after me is.
所以你看见没有呢？
So you see,
圣灵所充满的人。
He who is filled with the Holy Spirit,
不是荣耀自己，
not glorifying himself,
不是荣耀圣灵的工作，
not glorifying the work of Holy Spirit,
是借助圣灵荣耀基督，
but through the Holy Spirit to glorify Christ.
你说施洗约翰是耶稣以前。
And John the Baptist was born before Christ Jesus, he said.
五旬节是耶稣以后。
And Pentecost was after Christ.
一样。
So it's the same.
因为耶稣基督说，
because Jesus Christ said,
圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit comes,
他要荣耀我。
He will glorify me.
所以耶稣基督。
So Jesus Christ
才是真正使我们被洁净的那一位主。
Is truly the Lord who cleanses us.
他是真正的施洗者。
Truly the baptizer.
他是用圣灵给我们施洗的主。
That he baptizes us with the Holy Spirit.
我们才成为圣徒。
And then become saints.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
什么叫圣灵的洗？
What have baptism on Holy Spirit?
一个人真正接受耶稣基督。
When I truly receive Christ Jesus as Lord.
领受他的道。
And receive his word.
顺从他死而复活的见证。
Be obedient to the witness of his death and resurrection.
接受基督做你信主。
And to receive Christ Jesus as a savior.
主。
As a savior and Lord.
你在他的生命里面。
So in his life.
得到洁净。
You are cleansed.
你离开罪人的身份。
Departing from sinners,
你成为圣徒
，become a saint.
这是基督用圣灵洗你的
，and that is Christ Jesus baptizing with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章
，so Acts 2
就是教会诞生的那一天
，is the birth of the church.
就是圣徒成为圣徒的那一天
，is the day when the saint becomes saint.
圣而公的教会
，and the Holy Church
就在那一天被成立了
，was born on that day.
那你说呢？圣灵降临使徒行传二章的时候。 我还没有出生怎么办？
You see, when Hosea was given on Acts chapter 2, I wasn't born yet, what am I going to do?
请你注意下面的话。
Pay attention.
当耶稣为你死的时候，你生了没有？
When Jesus died for you, were you born?
生了没有？
Were you born?
还没有。
No.
那么你说我要与主同死同活才是基督徒了？
So you say, I must die and resurrect together with Christ, then I'm a Christian.
你与主同死同活。
When you die and resurrect together with Christ,
是什么时候呢？
When was that?
是你生下在世界某一段时间听了道以后才发生的事情。
It happens that sometime after you are born and then you believe in Jesus.
那么你那一天与主同死，是不是表示耶稣在那一天再死一次呢？
On that day you die with Christ, does it mean that Christ on that day was crucified again?
不是的。
No.
耶稣一次死，成就救恩，直到永永远远。
That Christ just died once and forever is accomplished the salvation.
所以圣经没有说基督再替你死，再替你死。在替你死，在替你死，
没有。The Bible never said that Christ Jesus died for you again, again, again,
once forever.
只有一次，永远的一次，
照样。
And the same way,
圣灵洁净历世历代的教会是一次成全，直到永远。
The Holy Spirit cleansed all the Christians of all generations only by once.
那么你说我还没生呢？
I wasn't born yet. He said,
当你领受圣灵的时候，
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就把你洁净成为圣徒，归入那永恒的教会。
He cleanses you so you become saint and you're put into that eternal church.
也就是在五旬节大乐的时候，历世历代所有各民族各方的人都成为地位上被主拣选归入圣教会。
So on the Pentecost day, that is the day when all the elected of all universe are being cleansed.
这里我不要讲太清楚。
I'm not going to explain too clearly.
因为我们还有一大段的东西要讲。
Because there's much thing I want to talk about.
你们可以听别的地方的录音带。
You can listen to the tape from other places.
好，现在继续讲下去。
Now I want to continue.
所以当我十七岁接受主的时候
，When I was 17, I accept Christ Jesus.
我是与主同死。
I died together with Christ.
是与主在十字架上同死。
Upon the cross, I died together with him.
怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
耶稣死的时候，我还没圣主。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, I wasn't born yet. How can I die together with him?
圣灵把我带进基督的死的复活的里面。
But it was the Holy Spirit bring me into the death of Christ Jesus and His resurrection.
当我十七岁那一天
成为
圣徒的时候
，I began to sing.
是圣灵把我洗进基督的教会。
It was the Holy Spirit cleansed me into the Holy Church.
这样我成为圣徒
Then I become a saint,
因为洁净了
because I'm cleansed.
那么你说为什么这么讲呢
Why did we say so?
因为保罗
because Paul,
在哥林多第十二章十三节说
In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 13 he says,
我们从一位的圣灵受洗进入了耶稣基督的身体
We are baptized in one spirit into the body of Christ.
这是最后一次讲圣灵同洗的问题。
Last time we talk about baptism and Holy Spirit.
在这里的实质是不是圣灵洗我们
？And here, as simply said, Holy Spirit baptizes us.
其实，并没有违背是基督借着圣灵洁净教会的这一件总原则。
But actually, it's going according to the principle of Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit baptizing the church.
Cleanse us. Use the Holy Spirit to cleanse His church.
That Christ Jesus, yes, it is 用圣灵来洗净教会，
是基督的宝血。
It is the blood of Christ.
基督就是神的道。
And He is the Word of God.
在圣灵的工作之下接近我们。
That in the work of Holy Spirit, He cleanses.
那么我们呢，就成为基督身体的一部分。
So become part of the body of Christ.
现在大家看哥林多前书十二章十三节。
So you want to turn to 1 Corinthians 12 verse 13.
翻到了一通来读。
And then we are going to read together.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
1 Corinthians 12 verse 3.
一同出
verse 13, I'm sorry.
出声来读，一同开声来读。哥林多前书十二章第十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, want to read together aloud.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，因于一位圣灵。这个身体是谁啊
？What is that body?
谁的身体
？Whose body?
大家回答，谁的身体
？Whose body is that?
基督的身体
The body of Christ
我们都从一位圣灵受洗
So we are baptized by the same spirit
希腊文这句话什么意思呢
And what's the meaning in Greek
大家看这里啊希腊文跟马来文不一样
It's different from Malay Bahasa Malaysia
Saya makan
我吃
昨天呢 Saya makan
Yesterday I ate
明天呢
Tomorrow
Saya makan
I will be eating
So I eat I will eat, I will be eating. 你看看英文很啰嗦的，对不对？ 中文一样，昨天我吃，今天我吃，明天我吃，你不要昨天我吃，今天我吃的，明天我吃定，没有这个事情，对不对呢？那么这个希腊文不一样。
So there's no tense different in Chinese and in Malay, but it's different in Greek.
在英文里面呢，
有
过去式、现在式、将来式、现在进行式、过去进行式、将来进行式、过去完成，一共十多种。
So there are different kind of tenses that we have.
In English, more than 10 tenses. What about he in Greek?
那么在这个希腊文呢？
64 tenses.
64种。
64种时态，
64种时态。
为什么呢？
Why?
上帝启示他的道的时候，
Because when God reveals His word,
准确到一个地步，
It's so precise.
你不能随便借鉴，
You cannot misinterpret.
所以请你注意，这一件事情怎么讲呢？
What do you say?
我们都从一位圣灵受洗归入一个身体。
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body.
原文是已经完成的。
We were all baptized.
过去完成时。
So it has been completed in the past. We all have been baptized. Past. Past.
Participle tense.
All in the past.
什么事？
What's the meaning?
已经成全。
It is accomplished.
基督的身体已经成全。
The body of Christ has been accomplished.
请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
保罗在哥林多前书里面。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul
提到圣灵的恩赐的问题。
When talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit,
他以后呢，在哥林多后书。
And then 2 Corinthians,
加拉太书。
Galatians,
以弗所书。
Ephesians,
哥罗西书。
Colossians,
腓立门书。
Philemon,
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy,
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy,
以希伯来书的作者。
And the book also of the Hebrew, Peter, James,
John,
John,
启示录，从来再没有讲。你们要受圣灵的洗，你们要受，没有这个事。
Never once again, all this book will mention you must be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
也没有再讲方言的事情。
And no more talking about tongues.
如果受圣灵的洗是像今天这样的解释法，
if to be baptized by the Holy Spirit is being interpreted, what interpret today in the Christmas?
那如果没有讲方言，就没有受圣灵的洗。
Then without speaking tongues, you're not baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那为什么彼得、保罗、雅各这些使徒不每一封信都很要紧的、很要紧的要受圣灵的洗，要讲方言？受圣灵的，为什么不讲？
Why is that all these other apostles never said that you must be baptized by the Holy Spirit?
你要清醒过来。
So you must be alert in your mind.
保罗在这里就用 past participle tense.
Here Paul says in past participle tense.
Once forever.
这一切就完成了。
Completely done.
就完成了。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Baptize us.
把我们的
Cleanse us.
洁净。
Because Jesus.
因为耶稣呢？
Is the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit.
是那个唯一的用圣灵给我们施洗的，
已经一次成全，把历世历代万国万民的教会洁净，成为圣徒，成为基督的身体。
So it is only about once he cleansed the church of the universal church in all generations and all races.
那么你说我得救的时候是怎么样的？
So you say what happened when I was saved?
圣灵降在你身上。
The Holy Spirit come to you.
不等于圣灵从天上再到地上来。
It doesn't mean the Holy Spirit come from heaven to the earth.
是表示已经应许的灵。个别的进到你心里。
Between the promised spirit now individually enter into your heart.
圣灵接近你
，when he cleanses you，
不表示圣灵在洗教会。
Doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit cleanses you again.
圣灵使你有份你成圣的工作。
But rather you have a share in that work with accomplishing the sanctification.
那是使你接近了。
So you're cleansed.
把你带进那个圣洁的基督的身体。
So you're now being brought into that holy body of Christ.
所以那个基督的身体是一个。
So the body of Christ is one.
是圣洁的。
Is holy.
是基督用圣灵所洗的。
Is Christ Jesus baptized with Holy Spirit.
是约翰所预言的。
Is what prophesied by John the Baptist.
是基督所印证的。
Is Christ, what Christ confirmed.
他们圣灵降临的那一天。
And on the day when the Holy Spirit descended.
神在基督里成就的救恩施行洗有圣灵接近我们的这个成全。
And this accomplishment in Christ Jesus God has come to cleanse the church.
像使徒行传第二章。
So Acts of the two.
就是圣灵使教会成立在这个地上。
It is the Holy Spirit which may establish the, who established the church upon the earth.
就是圣而工的教会。
And the Holy Catholic Church.
教会有几个？
How many churches are there?
教会有几个？
他们只是在
只有一个。
Only one。
宗派有很多。
There many denominations。
堂会有很多。
Many churches。
布道所有很多。
Many buildings。
有不同语言、不同派系、不同地区的教会。
And different area, different languages, churches。
但是真正圣 而公的教会只有一个。
But that holy and Catholic is the new one.
就是领受所应许的圣灵。
That is they receive the promised spirit.
基督用圣灵洁净所有他所拣选的人。
So Christ Jesus with the Holy Spirit cleanses all the people that he elected.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are they?
这是教会里面的人。
That's the people.
谁是教会里面的人？
Who are the people in the church?
是神所预定的人。
The ones elected by God.
谁是教会的人呢？
Who are the ones in the church?
基督所洁净的人。
The ones cleansed by the Holy
Spirit. 神是教会的人呢？
Who are the people in the church?
圣灵使我们成圣。
Is the one the Holy Spirit enables to be saved.
大家打开彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
第二节。
Verse two.
彼得前书第一章第二节是全本圣经给基督徒所下的最好、最完全的定义。Who is Christian? The definition is here.
First Peter chapter one verse two give the best definition of what do we mean by a Christian.
谁是基督徒？
Who is a Christian?
我们大家一同来读彼得前书一章第二节。
First Peter chapter one verse two.
一二三，就是照父上帝的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所杀的人，愿恩惠平安多多加给你。
Chosen and destined by God the Father and sanctified by the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied.
再读一次好不好？
One more time.
好，可能把它背起来。谁是基督徒？
Who are the Christians?
一二三，就是照父的先见被拣选，借着圣灵的成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所杀的，愿恩惠平安多多加给你。圣父预定。
God the Father destined,
圣灵重生
the Holy Spirit that regenerates,
圣子宝血洗净的
the Holy Son cleansed with the blood,
因为父的先见被拣选
He who elected by the predestination of God,
因为圣灵成为圣洁
Because the Holy Spirit they are sanctified,
因为耶稣用圣灵洗我们吗
Because Christ Jesus cleansed with the blood,
以后我们顺服耶稣基督
And also we are obedient to Christ Jesus,
耶稣的血洒在我们的身上
Then His blood is sprinkled upon us,
耶稣的死运行在我们身上他的能力拯救
Is that is applied on us and the power save us?
好，我们现在得救了。
Now we're saved.
我们在哪里
？Where are we?
我们在主里面。
We are in Christ.
主在我们里面。
Christ is in us.
我们怎么在主里面
？How can we be in Christ?
是圣灵把我们洗到基督的身体。
The Holy Spirit baptized us so that we are in Christ.
主怎么在我里面
？How can Christ be in me?
是主借着圣灵住在我里面。
It is Christ through the Holy Spirit dwell within me.
那我在主里面，主怎么在我里面
？So I am in Christ, how can Christ be in me?
我如果在主里面，一定我更小，主更大。
If I'm in Christ, I'm smaller, Christ bigger.
如果主在我里面，是我更大，他更小。
If Christ is in me, I'm bigger, Christ smaller.
怎么可以？我又在他里面，他又在我里面
？So how can I be in him and he in me?
我小的时候想来想去想不懂。
I couldn't understand what I was small.
我在主里面。
I'm in Christ.
啊，主在我里面。
Christ in me.
啊，我又在主里面。
And I'm in him.
啊，主在我里面。
And he is in me.
后来那个时候在中国有一种 chocolate， 就是一个女孩子抱着一瓶的 chocolate， 那个 chocolate 里面的图啊，就是一个女孩子抱着 chocolate。那么那个 chocolate 就是一个女孩子抱着 chocolate。啊，我就讲大概就是这样。
In China, there's a kind of there's a chocolate whereby there is this lady that carry a bottle of this chocolate, and in that bottle is also the image whereby there is a lady that carried the bottle, and it is a continual image.
所以我就一直讲讲
讲讲讲，里面这笑得不得了。So
I was thinking of different deeply. 我
在主里面。I'm in Christ.
主在我里面。
Christ in me.
这么明白的。
And how?
现在我问你，你现在就是这样的。
And you are in this position.
你有没有在空气里面
？Are you in the air?
Yes.
Yes.
空气有没有在你里面
？And is there in you？
啊，你明白了哈。
And I'm in air.
我在空气里面。
I'm in air.
空气在我里面。
Yes, indeed.
我在主里面。
I'm in Christ.
因为主的身体就是教会。
Because the body of Christ.
我怎么能进去呢
？How can I enter？
因为我成为圣徒。
Because I'm saved.
上帝的殿是圣洁的。
And the holy temple of God is holy.
这殿就是你们。
And this temple is you.
你们就是上帝的身体。
You are the body of Christ.
这就是又圣又公的教会。
This is holy and Catholic church.
圣灵洗净我们，使我们归入主的教会。
And also the cleanser so that we are in His body.
所以我在主里面。
So we're in Christ.
但是主借着圣灵居住在我里面，所以主在我里面。
Christ through the Holy Spirit dwell within me.
那么我是不是一个人呢
？So,
我是不是一个人
？So am I a single person?
是不是我很孤单呢
？Am I lonely?
没有。
No.
基督徒最孤单的时候。
The most lonely time of a Christian.
是有主同在的时候。大家说一二三。
It's when Christ Jesus is with us.
你说我很孤单，因为不会讲方言，没有圣灵。
You see, I feel very lonely because I cannot speak in tongues. Holy Spirit is not with me.
好，你不要再回到那错误的思想里面。
Do not go back to a wrong teaching.
你信主了。
You believe in Jesus.
你得救了。
You are saved.
圣灵重生你了。
Holy Spirit regenerate you.
基督用圣灵洗净你了。
And Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit cleanse you.
你就在上帝的。而基督的教会的身体里面
，So you are in the body that's church of Christ.
然后呢
？And then，
上帝的灵就住在你里面。
The Spirit of God dwells in you.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你说我没有感觉。
You say I don't have a feeling.
圣经没有说圣灵来你感觉什么的。
And the Bible never said that when Holy Spirit comes, you have a feeling.
这是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
神在你里面。
God is in you.
借着圣灵在你里面。
Through the Holy Spirit in you.
如果没有基督的灵，就不是属基督。
If there is no Spirit of God, then you cannot be belonging to Christ Jesus.
圣灵在你里面做什么呢
？What does it
do
when it comes?
圣灵见证
，to testify，
你是上帝的儿子
，to witness that you are Son of God，
与谁同见证
？Witness together with
圣灵与我们的心一同见证
，the Holy Spirit together with the heart testify。
第二
，the second，
圣灵要常常光照感动
，the Holy Spirit will illuminate and move your heart，
所以你不要消灭圣灵
，so do not quench the Holy Spirit。
英文直接讲消灭圣灵
，I do not。
Quench
the Holy Spirit.
那当然了，用中文翻译成消灭呢，很不好，因为圣灵怎么会消灭掉呢
？Of course, we cannot make disappear the Holy Spirit.
所以 ，you cannot destroy, you cannot demolish Spirit. 所以中文这个翻译呢，引起的误会是很大的。所以做的翻译的人就把它不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So you do not quench the moving of the Spirit.
这个词句加上去是必要的。
And it's necessary to add this statement in Chinese.
因为神是永恒的
，because God is eternal.
So quench spirit 呢？这个英文就好像不要灭火一样。
And to quench fire, don't speak.
所以
in English
就说圣灵的火热的感动，你不要消灭。
So within the moving of Holy Spirit, you must quench it.
那么圣灵在你里面就感动你。
So the Holy Spirit within you will touch you and move you.
这个感动你同起先感动你口称耶稣为主不一样。
It's different from the first time when you move your heart to confess Christ Jesus as Lord.
因为那个感动是地位上的。
So that moving is a moving in position.
Once forever.
是一次的，
这个是每时每刻。
So this one continually.
当需要的时候
，when there's a need，
圣灵会感动你。
The Holy Spirit will move you.
应当怎么做
？You must do such.
应当顺从。
You must do that way.
应当有爱心。
You must have love.
应当帮助人。
You must help others.
应当为真理争辩。
You must fight for the sake of truth.
应当做见证。
You must make testimony.
应当好好规劝别人。
You must exhort others.
圣灵就感动你。
The Holy Spirit touch your heart.
好，你圣灵光照你。
And we must illuminate you.
所以你读经的时候呢
，When you read the Bible，
有一些话就放大光明，在你心中照射你。
Some of the words manifested and illuminated you.
你读经的时候知道自己有罪。
So when you read, you know you're sinful.
你读经的时候知道自己不够体贴上帝。
When you read, you know that you don't go according to the will of God.
圣灵就感动你。
The Holy Spirit touch you.
不但如此
，Not only so，
圣灵要引导你。
He will guide you.
圣灵怎么引导你呢
？How does he guide you？
现在我要用一段的时间讲圣灵的引导。
So I want to spend time to draw on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
其实这个题目应该从现在开始的。
Actually, we should start from here actually the topic.
所以我们讲了两天半了。
Two and a half day we have spoken.
才真正讲到正题。
And we touch the theme now.
那也好。
It's good.
当你们买香港、台湾的录音带的时候，你就听得很清楚了。
When you buy the tape from Hong Kong and Taiwan, you listen more clearly on this part.
那你们这里讲的，他们没有听那么多。
By what we have talked about these two nights, they have not heard so clearly.
他们是在另外一个题目里面听到这些。
They are from other topic here about this message.
而且又没有这么清楚。
And not so clear though.
实际上你们就得到另外一部分的神的恩典了。
So you have received another part of grace of God.
圣灵引导。
The Holy Spirit guides.
引导什么意思呢
？What about guiding?
他主动的。
He take initiative.
你被动的。
You are being passive.
但是你是主动的被动。
But you are the passive objective.
Initiatively to be passive.
Initiatively to be passive.
你甘愿被他引导的。
You want to be guided by him.
你说什么叫做主动的被动
？What are initiatively passive?
因为不是被动的被动。
Because you're not passive.
被动的被动同主动的被动是不一样的。
Because to be passive and initiatively passive is different.
一个男的对你的说。
If a lady would tell a man,
我爱你
I love you,
就你都说去死。
Lady said, no,
我不要你。
You go and die, I don't love you.
所以这个男的主动求情。
So this man took initiative to propose himself.
这个女的呢主动抗拒。
And this lady took initiative to reject.
后来呢，这个男的很难过。
So this man feel very sad.
这个女的说：“啊，不要死，不要死，先讲出来。”
He said, "Don't die first, but you speak out."
为什么你要爱我
？Why say you love me?
因为我很尊重你的人格。
Because I respect your personality.
你是你很好的女子。
You're a very good person.
所以我爱你。
So I love you.
你说，但是我不要嫁给你。
I don't marry you. So
你的样子不像样。
You're not good enough. You're not good looking.
我有别人的。
I have some other people.
男的问你。你有什么人呢
？The boy would ask you, "Who do you have?"
我有某某大财主，多么有钱，多么有钱。
I'm such a wealthy man.
啊，对不起。
I'm sorry.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
他是借债度日的财主。
He is the one who borrowed the leaf.
他欠的美金从前是一对二。
In the past, the conversion was 1:2.
他借了一个
US dollars. Now,
现在是一对3.8。
That's 1:1.8.
他现在已经不能付那个债。
He cannot pay the debt.
你不要以为你嫁给财主。
Do not think that you're being married to a rich man.
侮辱我的男朋友。
How can you insult my boyfriend?
我不是的。
No.
因为我是查账的人，我知道他的。
Because I'm an auditor, I know he's a kind of.
走走走走走。反正我不要你。
I don't want you.
回去的时候。
When she go back.
你就想真的吗
？And you think?
可能哦。
Is it possible?
借300万。
Well, he borrowed 3 million.
300万，你只要还600万就够了。
You can return us 6 million.
现在他300万变成马币，赚钱赚钱，现在变成800万，赚了钱，但是还的是1200万。
But now he has made about 8 million Malaysian dollars, but he got to return 12 million.
糟糕，我嫁给他以后变成嫁给穷光蛋，怎么办
？Why if I go to get married to him, I'm married to a poor man.
后来你就叫别人查这个多少钱。
So ask him to check what account that he has.
这个没有太多钱。
I'm not too rich.
他是做教授，所以越教越瘦。
He's a professor. He's not rich.
但是呢，他从来没有欠债。
But he never in debt.
而且他是原子能专家。
And he's an atomic bomb expert.
所以你心里想来想去想来，嫁给那个，过3年坐监牢怎么办
？So to get married to him, you'll be in prison in 3 years. What to do?
所以你开始动摇了。
So you're not shaken.
后来第二次他再来。
And the second time when he comes again.
我爱你。
I love you.
我盼望你做我的太太。
I want you to be my wife.
你现在不准去死哦。
You must think that go and die.
你说等2个月我考虑考虑一下。
Wait for 2 months, I'll think over.
2个月以后。
After 2 months.
他再来。
And he comes again.
我爱你。
I love you.
我要你做我的太太。
I want you to be my wife.
他说我实在是有考虑了。
I truly have thought over.
从前以为他很可爱，你很不可爱。
In the past, I thought he's lovable, not you.
想来想去，你也很可爱。
Oh, you're also lovable.
我再2个月，再2个月。
Two more months.
2个月他再来。
And 2 months he come again.
看那个人真的进监牢了。
And that man was thrown in prison.
一点也不可爱。
And not lovable anymore.
这个给我赶走了再来。
The one I chase him, he come back again.
好了。
Okay.
就下嫁给你了。
Oh, marry to you.
这个人怎么样 ？Marry down to you， 不是下嫁。好了，我就谢你，嫁给你。
I'll marry you.
这个人就认错。
And then he said，
虽然如此。
Even so,
你要做我的太太。
You're my wife.
我还要训练。
I want to train you.
7次你还要训练我。
Oh, you want to train me?
我要嫁给你还要训练我。
I want to marry you.
训练什么
？What are you going to train me?
你的脾气不大。
Your temper is not very good.
你有很多不懂人情的。
You're not good in human relationship.
我要教导你。
I want to teach you.
好了。
Okay.
好了，一边补习一边谈恋爱。
So on one hand going to tuition, on the other hand falling in love.
所以现在他引导你。
So he guides you.
你愿意不愿意呢
？Are you willing?
愿意。
Willing.
被引导的时候，你知道吗
？When you are being guided, do you know?
知道。
Yes.
你明白吗
？You understand?
明白他在引导你。
You understand he's guiding you.
啊，这个叫做被动的主动。
So it the initiative passive.
因为你被引导嘛。
Because you're being guided.
所以你是被动的。
So you are passive.
但是你是甘愿的嘛
？But you're willing.
所以你是主动的。
So you're initiative passive.
明白了吗
？You understand now?
那你的妹妹呢？
What about your sister?
不一样
，it's different.
另外一个人来追求你妹妹。
And I want to come to propose himself to your sister.
我爱你
，I love you.
谁要你
？Who wants you?
姐妹同脾气的。
So the same temper.
不要你
，I love you.
那是不要这样了。
Never mind.
那我请你喝东西，请你吃饭，那个可以，恋爱不必。
I want to invite you for a dinner. Well, that's okay, but not in love.
你的妹妹要的就酒肉朋友。
So your sister want this kind of friend.
所以那个人说，我请你喝好酒。
I give you good wine.
里面放迷幻药。
But there's also medicine you need.
所以你的妹妹喝了，以为她请我吃饭很好啊，喝了以后就神志不清。
But that was good, and then you're confused.
就倒到后面去。
And then fall to the back.
不省人事的。
And fall to the back.
那个人就强奸她了。
And that one was a forceful.
那个叫做被动的被动。
And that's called the passively passive.
因为完全没有办法反抗。
So he cannot go against it.
你明白我的意思？
Do you understand now?
这个是实际的情形，很多这样的事情。
There's a true thing happening.
你千万要注意。
Be careful.
不但你的身体
ruining your body,
先给你麻醉了
，that you've been numb,
然后使你走错路。
So you're in the wrong way.
连灵魂也是如此。
Even the soul is the same.
圣经说什么呢
？The Bible says,
为你圣名的缘故。Your holy name.
For your holy name,
你苏醒我的灵魂
，that you alert my soul,
引导我走义路
，awaken my soul so that I walk in the path of righteousness.
奉主名对你说
，so in the name of God, I'm telling you,
倘从容活着的一天
，the one day that Stephen Tong lives,
要好好讲到苏醒你的灵魂
，I want to expound very clearly so that I want to awaken your soul.
因为神工作的原则是这样
，because that's the principle of what God's working.
你不愿意。
If you're not willing,
不要紧
Never mind.
主的道讲解
After God's word expounded,
讲到最后你慢慢明白了
And then slowly you understand.
你说主啊
You say, Lord,
我愿意顺服
I want to be obedient.
圣灵是引导人，不是来麻醉人。大家说一二三。圣灵是引导人，不是来麻醉人。全本圣经没有讲圣灵附在人身上。
The whole Bible never talks that the Holy Spirit possesses somebody.
圣经说邪灵附在人身上
But evil spirit possesses.
魔鬼附在人身上
Satan possesses.
诱鬼附在人身上
And the evil spirit possesses.
从来没有讲圣灵附在人身上
But it never says that Holy Spirit possesses.
所以请你注意
So pay attention.
圣灵充满
Holy Spirit fills.
圣灵浇灌
Anoint.
圣灵光照
And pour and illuminate.
感动
Move.
圣灵洁净圣灵教导
the Holy Spirit teaches,
圣灵印证
the Holy Spirit confirms,
圣灵光照我们
illuminate us,
圣灵模式
and also inspire,
从来没有讲圣灵附在
it never said Holy Spirit possess a person
所以凡是一个人神志不清那种超自然现象就不是圣灵的工作
so those are supernatural happens so the man is get confused and lost in their mind is wanna be working on Holy Spirit
那我引导你的时候
when I guide you
你跟我走
then you follow me
你知道
then you know
我们的时间到了
our time has is up
我们就要结束
we're going to conclude
圣灵引导的时候
the Holy Spirit comes
那么你就知道
and you know
你是跟从他走的
yeah you follow his step
感谢上
praise the Lord
当圣灵引导谁呢
when Holy Spirit guides who
圣灵引导上帝的儿女
guiding the children of God
所以你得救以后
so after you
你得了生命以后
when they have life
你就可以受圣灵引导
you can be guided
不但如此
not only so
圣灵引导你
when Holy Spirit guides
跟随耶稣的脚踪
to follow the footsteps of Christ Jesus
所以刚才这一段圣经接下去怎么讲
so what did the passage say
凡被圣灵引导的就是上帝的儿子
he who is guided by Holy Spirit is the children of God
圣灵与我们同证我们是上帝的儿子
he together with us testify we are children of God
接下去怎么样
again
我们若与主一同受苦就与主一同得荣耀
we will suffer together with Christ we are glorified together with him
圣灵引导我们可以在苦难中间得胜
so in suffering we can be victorious
圣灵引导我们被十字架跟随耶稣基督
so we can take the cross and follow Jesus
圣灵引导我们舍己成为耶稣基督
so we renounce ourselves and follow Jesus
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
我们今天就讲到这个地方
we're going to stop here tonight
有关于圣灵引导你们再买另外一套的录音带
you buy another tape of the guidance of the Holy Spirit
那里有讲到这个反面的引导
reverse guidance
再讲的正面的引导
and also positive guidance
我们大家站起来
so all right
十字架十字架永是我的荣耀我从罪都洗净洁为靠耶稣宝血问福音派基督徒可以求方言吗圣经说圣灵的恩赐是随着圣灵自己的意思分给人所以不是人应当求的那么圣经有没有说我们要科莫各样的恩赐你可以科莫恩赐你不可强求如果因为你求方言那么圣灵才给你方言的话请问呢是你的主权决定上帝的主权或者上帝自己的主权来应用在他施恩的事情上请你注意恩典 不是与神的公义一同排列，恩典是与神的主权发生关系，他要恩待谁就恩待谁，他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。所以上帝要把恩赐赐给你，你有这个恩赐的需要，他知道的，不是你强求的。第二样，为什么恩赐有这么多，你专求方言，岂不是你已经受了某一种错误的解经，认为没有方言的人就没有圣灵，那你呢就用求方言来保证你自己有圣灵了。既然你从错误的解经去领受这个方向，你就决定以方言证明你有上帝的灵与你同在，你很可能强求的过程中间，你不顺服神的旨意，不照圣灵的原则，所以假的方言就从邪灵那里临到你的身上，你一生一世就在邪灵所给你的错误方言中间夸口自满自足，而离开了神为你定的道路。所以呢，千万不要求方言。一个人要求方言，是因为他先假定，我如果没有方言，在我教会中间人就看不出我有圣灵，为了证明我有圣灵，所以我求方言。所以这个人要从动机方面重新整理自己，而你要从错误的解经中间出来，才能纠正你的动机。